Right, so I'm sitting in a restaurant, first night in on holiday, yeah, chatting away. Fella comes over, he goes, hello, are you Steve from the Hotspurs podcast? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, it's good to meet you, da-da-da. Matthew Way's name is, right, he's there with his family, and he's on the table with us. And my little boy's like got a Spurs bag. So he said, I said, oh, did you know from the Spurs bag? He said, oh, no, I could hear the way, your accent, I hear you talking. I was like, brilliant. My dad's like, really? What? And he never listens to the podcast.
And, famous at last.
Yeah. Don't get jealous. he did say, you're obviously Colin because of the old, that's what I know. Didn't
the Belfast accent.
No, so good one, eh?
Yeah, brilliant.
Getting famous.
And is he on Twitter or?
Yeah, Matthew Way.
Yeah,
he wanted to watch the one of these friendlies with me, but I'm too important for that now. Yeah, welcome to the Hotspurs podcast. It is Sunday, the 10th of August, 2014. I'm Steve, I'm a New York City and Essex, massive Spurs fan. And we've got Colin McKee from Northern Ireland, another massive Spurs fan. How you doing, Col?
Yeah, doing good, mate, doing good. A wee pre-season opener for us today.
There we go. We had the pre-season show and now this is the actual pre-season one. So listen, mate, first of all, before we get into it, We've always said on this show that we don't want any sponsors. We're not in it for that. But there is this little girl, Stacey, who is very, very ill and who we're supporting here to try and raise the money because she needs an operation in America. And I know our very good friend Dan Jones is fully behind trying to raise this money. He sent me a link and it's all on Twitter and Facebook and wherever, you see the Hotspurs podcast or look up Dan Jones or Saving Stacey. And you can just give a little bit of money. You can either go to justgiving.com and then type in, I think it's Stacey, M-O-W-L-E, is the surname. And, or you text, to 70070, so 770, you text S-T-A-C, 53, and then you just text the amount. So the other day, he sent me this, and all I did was just went straight to text, 770, STAC 53, and I text £10. Dead easy, and, hopefully we'll raise enough money. I know, Mickey Hazard and Graham Roberts and all the rest of them were all behind it, and they had a day, didn't they? They had a special football match or something?
Yeah, they had a football match, North London Derby.
And it was a good one, so...
We've done the Stacey appeal quite a few times on the show. We haven't done it for a while, but certainly we need to get it back out there and get fully behind it again. So,
yeah, absolutely.
As you say, anybody that can, just whatever you can, let's try and help this girl.
Yeah, definitely. All right, mate, well, what we'll do, we'll get straight into it then. Obviously, we played a few pre-season games. Did you watch the Schalke game?
Yes, I only seen this... the second half. I was in Dublin yesterday with my son. He was away playing football, so I only got up and seen the second half there. But there seemed to be a good atmosphere. It's the usual pre-season sort of friendly. One slight worrying thing that I just wanted to bring up, and we'll talk about West Ham later. There was no Jan Vertonghen there yesterday, no Kyle Walker. I think Capoue's got a slight injury, which is quite worrying because he's been excellent in the season. So it's a bit bad to hear that he's picked up another niggle. But slightly worried. I thought we might have seen Vertonghen or Walker. Don't know whether Walker's got an injury, but, that's one thing I sort of thought. How can these boys really come in and play against West Ham next week if they haven't played a game? So we'll get on to what we think the starting lineup might be.
Straight into the excuses, isn't it?
But no, look, I thought they look good, they look sharp. Hopey's been on fire again on pre-season. He's done a terrible tackle. I don't know whether you've seen it or not.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, 2-footed lunge. He was very, very lucky. The referee was quite lenient with him in a friendly game, but looked good. Third kit's out as well. Thought the third kit looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Looked really, really sharp, So, things are looking good. The crowd were singing Pochettino's name. you know, which we haven't heard the manager's name sang in quite a while. All looks quite good.
I mean, it looks all right. We don't take any notice of the results, certainly. I was just hoping that everyone stayed fit who was actually playing. And, you know, see how sharp people were. But, you never know how it's all going to pan out. Certainly pre-season doesn't reflect, the actual season at all, as we know. So it's just really keeping people... And Dembele as well didn't play either, did he?
That's true.
Look, mate, what we're going to do then, just a couple of announcements. We're going to try and do a show every Thursday, so the other podcasts will do their thing, talking about the games, and we're going to try and do ours on a Thursday after the UEFA game, as a little pre-game for the game coming up. And also we can talk about what other people have talked about and try not to say, the same thing, try and do a little bit of the opposite, side of the coin, if you like. So we're going to do that. What about the old fantasy football, Cole? How's that going?
Yeah, fantasy football. Funny, I just put it up there on the Facebook page about 5 minutes ago. So, look, anybody that wants to join, the code's up there. You just have to go into Premier League fantasy football. Dead easy to set up your team. Obviously, you aren't allowed to pick any Arsenal players in our league. If I spot that you do, you'll be removed from the league. There was a lot removed last year. Look, it's just a bit of fun. But look, the code's there. Just put in the Hotspur podcast. Then you put in the code and that's you automatically in the league. And look, it gives you a chance. If you get in that top 10, you'll get your name read out each week. Also, if you get the most points, you'll get your name read out as well. So look, it's great crack and great fun. And I think there's, probably a couple of hundred, maybe more already in it. There, but look, guys, get it done this week because you don't want to be starting off a week behind everybody.
No, I'm going to do mine this week, even though I think they're going to be about three players in and out at Tottenham. You never know or what's going to happen. But listen, mate, what we'll do then is we'll go through the players for this season who are going to make an appearance for Tottenham, and we'll see what our thoughts are, what they need to do, if we think they're going to be in the side, Might be interesting to see, if we agree on certain things. I know there's already been loads of debate on Twitter and what have you. By the way, if you want to ask any questions on Twitter, feel free. Me and Colin read everything, try and get back to everybody. certainly, sarcasm doesn't come across at all well, whether we say it or you say it. So, if we're a bit sarcastic, you might not pick it up. But if you're not sarcastic, we almost definitely won't pick it up because we're certainly the funny ones in any conversation. That's right, Cole, isn't it?
You're the sarcastic one, Steve. You know that.
and Graham certainly doesn't get any sarcasm. Someone had a go at his spelling the other day, and he bit on that one. Nice one, Graham. He's doing a brilliant job, by the way. Our likes and followers and everything has gone up so much. I mean, we've almost doubled since Graham came on board our listenership to the podcast. So well done, Graham. Fantastic job. Don't agree with about 90% of what he says, but that's what Spurs is all about. Don't agree with 95% of what you say, Colin. So there we go. No, I'm joking. No, it's really good. It's really good. Right, mate. Okay, so let's go through these people then. Brad Friedel, what do you reckon is going to happen to him this season? Or what do you want? What do you want to happen to him?
Well, I think Friedel, is going to be in the coaching role. I think that's what's going to happen with him. He'll be there if the likes of Lloris or Vorm gets an injury, but I don't think we'll see the big man this year. And to be honest with you, I think it's the right time. He's a great man to have in the background. I think he's doing a lot of stuff in America, like an ambassador role, to get us out there. Obviously, we're with Under Armour, Brad Friedel being there. So I think that's an important job for him at the club. And obviously coaching the kids and probably helping along with Alexa Lloris and Vorm as well. So I think we've sort of seen the end of him. But you never know, he might get a wee League Cup game or something somewhere along the line. But
he's a safe pair of hands. You know what you're going to get with him. You're not going to get someone who comes out and goes mad. But also you're not going to get someone who comes out and at all. He might save a few shots if he does play, but hopefully we won't see him, and I don't mean that horrible way to him, but he knows what I mean. Yeah. Right, Hugo Lloris, how do you think he's going to fare?
Yeah, number one for us all, one of the best goalkeepers in the world. I noticed he had the captain's armband on yesterday at the game. Might possibly be the captain for us this year. Obviously, he's captain of France. I think, you know, look, he's very, very steady. He'll still have the odd game where he'll come flying out of his net and he might give away the odd penalty. Might be the odd red card from him, but look, it's fantastic to have him on board, and I just hope that we can have a real good season to keep this guy. You know, it's one player we certainly don't want to be losing.
Yeah, as I said last week, I was surprised that he signed a new contract. That's just me being honest as a Spurs fan, but absolutely brilliant that he is. And, you know, if he's not captain, I think he should be vice captain. You know, that might have been part of the setup. I think when they came out yesterday, I think Cabal was captain. I'm not 100% sure on that. He might,
oh, yes,
might have
right.
been in second,
right.
yes, but he might, you know, he's certainly up there with one of the, you know, one of our best players at the moment. He's world class. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, we really want a big season from him. Made a few mistakes last season, so hopefully he's cut some of those out of his game, but maybe he made those because the defenders weren't doing their job, so let's see how we get on.
Yeah.
And this Vorm fella, some people are saying it's a weird one, an odd one. I think it absolutely makes 100% sense. We needed a reserve goalkeeper. Fabianski has gone to Swansea, probably on a deal that's, you know, means that he'll get first team football. Otherwise, why would he leave Arsenal to go and sit on the bench at Swansea? And Vorm's obviously looked around and thought, well, wait there, you know, what's going on with me? Good goalkeeper, you know, and perfect number two. He'll play Europa games, hopefully. Good solid keeper, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a fantastic signing for us. And, you know, goalkeepers pick up injuries, and if Lloris does, look, be a lot happier with the likes of Vorm coming in than many other goalkeepers that are out there. So I think it's really strengthened us and a great signing for the club.
Great, right. Into midfield. Now, defenders, sorry, if you're getting a little bit bored with this, just fast forward to the strikers or whatever you want to do. But we'll go through these as quick as we can. Right, so Carl Walker, how do you think he's going to fare this year?
Yeah, I think Walker will probably be the number one right back again. Been a wee bit sort of disappointed he hasn't played much here, so slightly worried about that. Obviously, Kyle Naughton's filling in there at the minute. So, look, it's strong. There's talk about this guy Yedlin from this American team that might be coming in as well. So, there's going to be good competition. It's one thing that Pochettino's done. You know, he's definitely looking at strengthening our defence. I do believe there's still a couple of players to come in and maybe a few to still go out the door as well, but... Look, I'm delighted to have Kyle Walker there. On his day, he didn't have a great season last year, but on his day, he can be one of the best right backs in the country. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he works in this new system for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kyle Walker, you know, he's the first choice right back. And, you know, looking forward to him improving this season. I think he's, this injury thing, let's not talk about injuries for this podcast at least. Let's just presume they're going to be fit. You know, at least in a couple of weeks at least. And I just hope he's had a good long while to think about, you know, the mistakes he made last year and the fact that he doesn't have to go, you know, tear arsing up the field to support the attackers and then give it away, you know, if he's going to give it away, at least in a, you know, hit a long cross or something, not to the nearest man, and then he's all out of position. So he needs to learn from his mistakes, and if he can, he's got the potential, as he's got the talent to be a fantastic right back. Let's get him fit. Let's try and cut out those silly mistakes. You know, still attack, still get forward, but he's got to learn not to give the ball away in those dangerous areas, particularly when he's up the pitch. How do we think Danny Rose is going to do then?
It's a difficult one because obviously with Ben Davis as well there, and the two of them are going to fight it out. Danny Rose, again, was really disappointing last year, a bit like Walker was. I think maybe with Davis coming in, it might just give him that wee bit of a kick up the backside. But personally, I think Davis will play in there. Rose will be the backup defender for us. And it's so hard to know, Steve. But I just hope if he gets his chance, you know, he takes it and starts to show us what we believe he could possibly be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, Danny Rose had a terrible season last season, you know, and we were desperate for him to come back because we wanted him back, and then Vertonghen into the middle, and that we thought that would resolve the problems. Unfortunately, though, Danny Rose came back. He has actually said that he did feel injured all season, and he, you know, hopefully he's over that injury now. So I hope that is a valid excuse for him. But you know, he gave that ball away against Arsenal when we were trying to get back in the game in the cup, and it, you know, just absolutely. I think it floored him, it floored the rest of us, and he'd never quite recovered. So, listen, you know, we've booked Ben Davis, I've got no loyalty to either player. Fight it out, whoever's the best gets to play. In terms of Ben Davis, you know, again, people have said, you know, he's a good player, good left back, good going forward, but my worries are that we need a left back that can defend. You know, hopefully he can do that as well. You know, we'll see. But, you know, I want him to play against West Ham, Ben Davis, and, you know, and again, you know, as we say on the show, I'm not going to judge him on that game. I won't judge him after three or four games. We'll do a little semi-judgment after about six or seven games. But really, you've got to give these guys 6 months to a year to find out if they're any good or not.
Yeah, Ben Davis. You know, I like him as a signing. I thought he was great for Swansea last year. As you say, take a wee while to settle him. Once he does, then, you know, we'll look at him. But, you know, delighted to have him there. I hope he starts next week as well. I think he'll be good for us. I think he's a good defender as well, Steve, from what I remember. He isn't just all about attacking. You know, the guy is very, very like Shaw that Man United have signed, that sort of a player. So he'll get stronger, and I think it'll be a great signing for us, hopefully, in the end.
Okay. And then you've got Yunus Kabul, again, making sure that he's fit the whole season. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, to sort of quickly go through all the sort of centre-halves, I think there's talk about Kabul maybe going to Napoli. I quite like Kabul. I think he might be, depending if we bring in this guy from Villarreal, if he might be that extra centre-half. You have Michael Dawson as well. By the looks of things, he does not want to leave the club. And to be honest with you, I can't blame him. I love Michael Dawson. He's Spurs through and through. But, you know, he's not in my first choice 11 this year. And it's going to be really interesting to see what sort of happens with all these centre-halves. But, you know, Kabul's strong if he stays fit. But that's the problem. How fit is he going to be again this year? But certainly, I'm delighted if he stays, if he can stay fit. I think if him, Vertonghen, possibly this new guy coming in, you know, centre-half positions are looking good.
Well, if, you know, if fair's fair, then Vertonghen and Kabul will play all season. You know, just like the team up the road had their best two defenders, as did Chelsea, had their best two defenders, or three defenders, the whole season. So that's what we need, don't we? We need the best two central defenders playing at least 6 months. First half of the season would be nice before one of them picks up, you know, an injury or whatever. But, you know, that's what we need. Keep the two centre-backs nice and strong, nice and fit all season. Let them gel, let them work with each other and see how they get on. And that's Kabul and Vertonghen at the moment. But as you say, Kabul might move on. We might get this other fella in, who I don't know anything about, but everyone's raving about. Then you've got Kirakesh, who, you know, showed signs of brilliance, showed signs of, you know, a nutcasey about him, but that's fine. You know, if he's trying to make an impression on the team, that's fine. I'm happy with that. So, yeah, we got a few. Michael Dawson, you know, again, we've seen him for a little while now. We loved him when he first came. He's been in and out, you know, in terms of form in the last few seasons, although he's played a lot of games. You know, when ADB said, you know, time's up, mate, he came back and he was our best central defender for the rest of the season. So will he be able to raise his game and do that again? I'm not too sure if he can. So, you know, if he goes, he goes, you know, not too disappointed. But, you know, with Barcelona buying the other lad, Vermaelen, hopefully that ends, you know, the Vertonghen interest. But then again, you know, that might spark Man United into a bidding for him. I don't know how that you know, all pans out. But, you know, this is providing on players that stay fit and players that are still in the squad. You know, we've got a lot of good players, that's all I'm saying, and a couple of world class ones as well, and a couple of rubbish ones. Cole Norton, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think again he could be one that's going to go. I do believe there's going to be four or five players are going to go, Steve, over this next few weeks, and I think he could be one of them. But look, he's never done that bad when he's been on the right hand side. You know, off the defence, it was always at left back that we all seemed to have the problem with him. But, you know, the guy's not a proper left back. I still like him. It'll depend again if this guy Yedlin comes in. So it's hard to say how any of these guys are going to do. But look, he's still a decent player to have there. But if we want to be pushing for trophies and fighting for that top four, he's, you know, the likes of him, Dawson, these guys, you know, being real and not being bad about them, they're not strong enough, Steve. No. Not strong enough.
And then you've still got this Zeki Fryers, you've got this new guy, Eric Dyer. Yeah. So, lots of players. Look, let's move on because we'd be here all day. Right, so midfielders. You know, if we talk about these key positions, let's, look at the wingers. Lennon and Townsend, for example. There was a little bit of back and forth with who would you rather keep between Lennon and Townsend. Who would you rather keep if you had to sell one of them?
Well, since watching pre-season, and I didn't think I would have said this, but Aaron Lennon's actually looked really, really sharp. Watched him yesterday. He looks like he's lost quite a bit of weight. Not that he was overweight, but he always looked really bulky. He looked really, really fit yesterday. Looked really sharp. We all know what Aaron Lennon can do on his day. He works hard. Maybe this is the right manager for him. You know, Pochettino's on the line. He's vocal. He doesn't seem to let guys, sit back. You know, he's got a lot of jobs for them. I honestly think Lennon actually could be quite a surprise this year. And he seems to be playing in a slightly more central sort of a role as well with his pace. So I'm really quite excited. Townsend's been okay. Obviously, he's coming back from an injury. But he sort of flatters to deceive sometimes, And I was watching him yesterday and he's sort of very predictable, very easy to read. But, I'm quite happy if we keep both of them. I think the two of them will have a fight in their hands, depending on what formation that we play. Because obviously we've got the likes of Lamella and Eriksen. You have Dembele. Who's all going to fit into this side?
Yeah, we've got a lot of players, haven't we? I mean, with Lennon, he never shoots. But then again, hardly ever finds the striker. And Townsend shoots all the time, so he doesn't find the striker. The great debate at the moment is whether Townsend shoots too much or, I've had a bit of to and fro with people about it. I mean, as long as we stick to facts, that's all right. I know one person said he kept skying shots in the first half of the season and then in the second half of the season he was rubbish or something like that. It's like, God, what's the point of even getting into a debate about this? The guy was injured for the entire, he got injured and that was it. And then Tim Sherwood never played him again. So, I personally like seeing players having a shot. Some people like to see, players laying it off. But, if he's going to lay it off, it's got to be the perfect ball, which Lennon tries. And obviously he doesn't get away with. It's a difficult one. I would much rather keep Townsend because I've watched Lennon for 8 years. Enjoyed it. It's all right. But, I think it's time now to watch these new guys. And I think Townsend... hopefully I'm desperate for him to do well because the amount of stick that guy gets on Twitter is unbelievable. I don't know what it is about him, but he just gets loads and loads of stick. What about then, your favourite Lamella? How do you think he's going to do this year?
Yeah, I personally think he's going to be great. I really do. He's been great in pre-season. He looks bigger. He looks stronger. He's got a smile on his face. Obviously, he's getting plenty of games. Seen a stat the other night before one of the games, and I think the guy only got 3 starts last year. And I know he was injured the majority of it. Some people had their doubts about the injuries. I think Ozzy Ardiles, which I talked about there the other weeks, certainly, confirmed that he was injured. I think he's going to be superb. I still think we've got to give him time. He's not going to go out and do a Gareth Bale and score a goal every week for us. But just give him time. He needs to play. This guy, to me, is the first name on the team sheet every week. And I think he's going to go out there and prove a lot of people wrong this year. 100%. Really, really excited about seeing him. And he's a new signing, Steve. He definitely is a new signing.
Yeah. Well, he's not the first name on my team sheet because I'm yet to be convinced. But, more than happy to be proved wrong. I'm fully behind him, absolutely. And I play him against West Ham, of course, in the game coming up. But I just have no idea still. I've no idea if he's any good or not. So we'll see on him. Obviously, we've seen Lewis Holtby. We've seen him play last season and a half. The guy at Fulham said he had no fight in him when they went down. But we've seen plenty of fight in him, particularly that two-footed tackle he did the other day. Against Schalke. He's got a rough old haircut. That needs to change. But what about Lewis Holtby? Is he going to play or is he going to go out on loan? What do you reckon, Lewis Holtby?
I honestly thought it was over for him, but he's been excellent in pre-season. I know it's hard to go on it, but he really is fighting. again, he's a bit like Michael Dawson. I love the way he seems to love Spurs, and you know, everything's about Spurs. He's really trying his best. I think he's done enough to push himself in. I personally think he'll start next week against West Ham. And, you know, I hope he on fire with that determination can be good for us. And I think Pochettino will like him. I think he'll like his attitude. And I think he'll be there. I really do.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see on that one. What about Paulinho?
Again, haven't seen the guy. Hasn't been there. Haven't heard a word about him in pre-season. Don't think he's going to be there for the start of the season by the sound of things. So I really don't know. He possibly could be one that might be moving. This is the hard thing about doing this discussion really today on this podcast, because we really don't know who's really going to be there.
Yeah.
But you've just got to hope that Pochettino, if he's going to be a Spurs player, will be able to work on him. I can see him maybe playing in that role in behind the three. You know, because of his work rate, Pochettino might make him be like more like a defensive sort of a midfielder. I know that might sound strange because he's more of a box to box sort of player.
Yeah.
But
and he had his best game against Man United when he was pushed up front with Soldado, didn't he? So it's a strange one.
It's really, really difficult to know with him. It really is. But
yeah.
I hope he is there. You know, he obviously is a quality player, and hopefully he can hit the ground running this season.
Yeah, well, you know, a year ago he was winning the Confederations Cup, you know, one of the most important players against, you know, for Brazil, and, you know, he seems to have lost his way, maybe his attitude, he misses home, I don't know what it is, you know, it's all speculation, but desperate again for him to do well. Then we've got the two sort of central defensive midfielders, Capu and Sandro. Who do you want to see starting next week?
Well,
if both fit.
If both fit, I think it has to be Capu, because he's been superb in pre-season. Absolutely brilliant, and that's why I was slightly concerned and disappointed yesterday. My worry is that both of them are so injury-prone. You know, I really, really am worried about it. I honestly do believe Schneiderlin will come. I think it's going to be a transfer window. Last day in August, Spurs are going to get him at about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's what's going to happen, because Southampton are just going to have to play hardball here for, you know, for their supporters. They're bringing in a few players now. They're just going to have to play hardball. Spurs aren't going to get him till the end of the month. The good thing is with him, he'll be fit and ready to go. Pochettino knows him. I personally think he'll be the man to come in. I would love to get him. I've actually never really thought of him, but I've really looked into him there lately, watched a few of his highlights, and I think he could be a smashing player for us.
But this
really
is,
do, but Capu's been superb. Sandro,
podcast, Cole.
It used to be the Sandro podcast. The guy, you know, I think a few people are starting, and I said, you know, we call him the beast and whatever, but he seems to be a beast that gets injured every week.
Stop calling him the beast. I don't like beast anyway, because it sounds like you're booing. And I loved it when he came on yesterday. I was like, yeah, go on, Sandro. I love that. You know, we're desperate for him. But I tell you what, this is my view on Sandro. You got one more injury, mate. You know, you have one more injury that keeps you out for more than a month, then that'll do. That'll do. Because, you know, as much as we love him, you know, and he's everything about him as a player and his character and all that, you know, one more injury, that's enough. Because you can't, you know, you can't keep waiting for him to come back and da da da. So that'll do for him. But you know, again, I want him to be the man. Just a couple more here. So you got, I mean, Eriksen goes without saying, starter. You know, great little player. Wanting to do it more in the first half than the second half, because or as equally, because he comes to life in the second half of games. Again, yesterday, brilliant in the second half. But, you know, we want him to hit the ground running from the start, don't we? You know, give it to Eriksen, kind of like a Gazza situation. Give it to Eriksen and let him do his stuff, right?
Yeah, I agree. He'll be great again. I think he'll be even stronger again for us this year. And obviously his free kick ability. You know, it's great that we now have a player that you know that can score goals from free kicks. You know, so, you know, he's a dangerous, dangerous player, and it's great. There's been no links about him going anywhere, about him moving. So it's been great stuff.
But then you've got my favourite attacking midfielder, which is Dembele. And again, just on him, I would give him a similar sort of thing as Sandro, not with injuries, but in terms of performances. So I'll give him, you know, six games to say, listen, we know what you can do. We've seen what you can do. The reason we bought him was because he absolutely ran riot against Man United when he was at Fulham. And when we bought him a couple of seasons ago, I was like, yes, we have got a brilliant player here. And we've seen it, what, one in 10 games for us, where he sort of takes the game by the scruff of the neck and shows what he can do. So again, for him, you know, he's either in it for every game or at least 3 out of 4 games, or bye-bye to him as well. You know, he can do it. We know he can do it. So that's what I would say for him.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, a couple of fringe players. You've got this Ryan Mason, don't know too much about him. Then you've got people like Bentaleb and Carroll and Chadley, three players there. You know, Chadley obviously a little bit higher in the pecking order. But with all those other midfielders we talked about, you know, Chadley, they're talking about him going on loan. I wouldn't mind seeing that, particularly to a Premiership club. It must be to a Premier League club, otherwise what's the point? Carroll, again, I'd like to see him go to a Premier club on loan. Bentaleb as well. I'd love him to go to a Premier League club on loan. He's only 19 or 20. Give him a year's experience. You know, and let's have a look at him sort of from afar, you know, playing for one of the teams that have come up or something like that, and see if they're any good, because we can't experiment again this year. You know, we've got all these other players who are ready to go, seasoned professionals. You know, we don't want to see them sitting on the bench while someone like Bentaleb is in the middle doing all right. But, you know, while Sandro's sitting on the bench, you've got Bentaleb building his career. Well, sorry, you know, you pay to see the stars. What do you reckon, Carl?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I personally really like, I thought Bentaleb had a really good, strong World Cup. He came on yesterday. I thought he looked quite strong as well. I think he's a kind of player Pochettino will like. And I can see him being in our squad most weeks, possibly on the bench a bit more this year. But that's why I think there's going to be still a lot of changes to be made. There's still quite a few players still to go out the door here. But it's a hard one to say. Chadley's the other one. You know, on his day, he can be fantastic. I just don't know. There's so many midfielders there. They just all can't be kept happy.
Yeah.
Can't be kept happy. But it's good. There's competition there. And we'll just have to wait and see how it pans out over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not going to bang on about injuries this year. I think that the phrase is going to be, who's going to take the game by the scruff of the neck? And I say that quite a lot, but I think that's going to be the tone of it this year. Because you look at all those players, your Townsends, your Lennons, your Chadleys, your Ericssons, your Dembellys, your Paulinhos, Sandro, Capu, and all these guys, and there's a few I haven't mentioned there, which one of these guys is going to roll up their sleeves and go, right, give it to me, you know, we're 1-0 down, or it's 0-0, give it to me, I'm going to do something, because they can.
The only player that does that, Steve, is Holtby.
But we've seen Dembélé do it, you know.
Sort of shows that.
You've seen Dembélé do it, right, give it to me, or Sandro against Man United, he sort of went, right, give it to me, and then he took on a couple of players and whacked it in the top corner. Right up front, then we've got Soldado, Adebayor, and Kane. Are you just playing one striker against West Ham? If it was up to you,
I think that's the way it's going to go. And to me, it has to be Adebayor.
Yeah.
You know, he scored a good goal yesterday. I love his work rate. I think he will thrive underneath Pochettino. I think he'll love that. You know yourself, Steve. You see him live every other week. I've been over and seen him live so many times. No matter what anybody says about him, on his day, when he's in the form and he wants to work, he is a fantastic footballer. Soldado still worries me. You know, he missed a couple of strange ones yesterday again. Yeah. He still just doesn't look to be that finished article. Harry Kane had a bit of a nightmare yesterday. It's a tough one, but I think it'll be Adebayor. Say, we'll go on to the West Ham game in a minute, and to me, it has to be Adebayor. There's big rumours that Soldado could still be going to leave. Is the likes of J. Rodriguez or someone else going to come in? You know, there's talk about Samuel Eto'o. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
You know, funny, I never really thought of him, and obviously people know that I hated him last year after him diving against us. But I sort of thought about it and went, you know, if this guy is a free agent and he's available obviously got Premier League experience, he scored a lot of important goals for Chelsea last year, why not bring him in?
Yeah.
Why not bring the likes of him in for experience? And, you know, that game, say you're playing Man United at home and it's 1-1, you know, you have a Samuel Eto'o you can bring on. I would bring the likes of him in. and it keeps everybody on their toes. But I think it is going to be a one-off front formation, and I would just put Adebayor at the top of the pecking order.
Yeah, I mean, look at Chelsea, right? Chelsea have got all the money in the world, and they go and get Didier Drogba back. It just shows you there are no strikers out there. So you might keep saying, "Oh, we need another striker. We need it." You know, there's, sorry, but one of the teams that are looking to win the league this year and the Champions League have looked around and said, right, we need another striker. Who are we going to get? Well, we're going to have to get Didier Drogba back at 36 because there isn't anybody else. So, you know, stop looking around. Stop thinking, you know, we need to get another striker. Unless you can name names on someone who's going to be available, then, you know, we go with what we've got. We get behind them. That's important. Adebayor, you know, another one who gets absolute stick constantly. And just go and watch him. Look at his presence. Ask the central defenders. Who do you want to play against today? Do you want to play against Harry Kane or do you want to play against Adebayor? And I'd love Harry Kane to come in and, you know, claim that striking position. But, you know, if he doesn't, then, you know, there we go. But yeah, it's definitely got to start with Adebayor. So, you know, we've got a lot of, I was thinking the other day, we've got a lot of good players. We've got a few not too good players. We've got one or two real class superstar players. You know, when you look at Lloris, you look at Vertonghen, Eriksen, you know, and if people can stay fit, then we've got players that can be absolutely, you know, brilliant for us, like Sandro and he's even starting for you, you know, against West Ham because we've got other players that have had a better pre-season. So, listen, if we can just, you know, keep everybody happy and get the tactics right, which I think, you know, a lot of people were saying were wrong last year. People didn't know whether they're coming or going or all over the pitch. Get that Europa League Sunday thing balance, get that right, you know, up our game against those top four opponents, particularly against Arsenal, where, you know, we just have to, you know, save our souls from this, you know, barrage of abuse that, you know, that they give us, because of course we're not their rivals, but they still like to beg for our positivity, don't they? You know,
yeah.
I never met an Arsenal fan who says, "Oh, you're Spurs. Oh, right, yeah, nice to meet you. Not a problem. This one. Ah, we're so much better than you." Ah, you know, okay. I thought we weren't rivals. So, brilliant. Love it.
Yeah,
still getting it on Twitter, by the way. Getting the old Arsenal fans contacting me on Twitter. Please tell us how good we are. Please tell us.
Well, unfortunately, at the minute, they're running 2-0 in the Community Shield against Man City.
Oh, I know. I'm going to get a lot of people saying, "Did you watch that? Tell us how good we are. Please tell us how good we are."
Okay. There'll be another trophy for them that can shout about. But look, to round off the show, Steve, we'll quickly run through West Ham. What do you think your starting 11 will be against West Ham next week?
Funnily enough, with all those players, most people are kind of getting it similar to me. You know, if everybody's fit, you obviously go with Lloris, you go with, you know, Ben Davies, and then you've got Vertonghen and Kabul with Kyle Walker. And then you've got, midfield, of Sandro, with Dembele for me. You've got Eriksen, just ahead of them. And then, the three up front, you go with Adebayor, Lamella, and, Lennon or Townsend. I'd personally go with Townsend. But look, you know, I've named all those players. Some people would say, you know, Paulinho instead of, or Kapu instead of Sandro and Sandro and Dembele. Or you've got Holtby, Eriksen possibly moving out to where Townsend is on the left and Holtby in behind. So actually, you know, when you're doing your fantasy football team, it's incredibly hard because you think, well, apart from Lloris and probably Eriksen, who else is he going to play definitely against West Ham? Might not be Lamella. Yeah. He might think, well, actually, I'll go with the two English lads. He might go with Townsend and Lennon on up front with Adebayor, because he might think, you know, maybe play Lamella in the first home game. You know, and then he might not think, you know, he might also think, actually, Adebayor isn't quite ready yet. you know, go with Soldado to boost his confidence. So you just don't know who he's going to play, do you? You haven't really haven't got a clue.
It is. Until we get really a couple of weeks in and see signings, who's gone, it's hard to know. I personally think, like, this weekend, I'll give him a team, and I think this is what it'll be.
Yeah.
It'll be...
By the way, I don't think that will be the team he'll pick, for that is team. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
I know what you're saying, but I think the team this week, and everybody will have to get their head around it because of injuries and whatever's happening. You know, it'll be Lloris. I think Kyle Naughton will be at right back.
Yeah.
It'll be Kabul alongside possibly Michael Dawson, because I don't think we're talking to play this week. And then we'll have Ben Davies at left back.
I think he might go with Danny Rose. I think he might say, look, Ben Davies has just come in, we'll go with Danny Rose, give him a chance. I think he might do that. Go on.
I think Danny will play Kapu if he's fit, along with Hopi. And then it'll be Eriksen, Lamela and Lennon. And Adi Bayor, I think that'll be your team. So again, a slight worry is the defence.
Yeah.
You know, Naughton, Dawson, Kabul,
Rose.
It needs to be sorted out. Needs to be sorted out over this next couple of weeks. But I love the way Pochettino's going about things. I love the way he talks. You know, he comes across really well. As I said earlier on, supporters seem to be behind him. Everybody loves the way, you know, the team's working hard, they're closing down. So, look, let's just please pray. How great would it be to have a start away to West Ham, who beat us three times last year? You know, these guys are getting treble tattoos done, these West Ham supporters.
Yeah.
You know, how great would it be to beat them? But look,
that's all right. I don't mind if they get a tattoo, not got a problem.
Yeah, I don't mind either.
Yeah, they will.
If they want to.
West Ham are not our rivals. They can do what they want. Not a problem.
It's the London rivalry. But what we want is just please don't lose this game. Just don't lose it.
Yeah.
Because I just worry about people. You can just imagine the way Twitter and everything's going to be. But I personally think it's a good time to play West Ham. They're still sort of don't know who their team is. I think there's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of stuff going on behind the scenes. There's rumours. I think Dan Jones had it on one of his pages that there's meant to be like some kind of a demonstration by the supporters on the day of the game about Big Sam.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the time. Go out there, go close them down. They will be ready. This is a different Spurs, the way Pochettino will have them working. And we get that early goal, early two goals, you could see that crowd turning massively. And it'd be great to start off the season with a victory there.
I can see it being, although it's all brand new Spurs and everything, I can see it being 1-0 to us. And I can see us pounding their goal. And then with about 10 minutes left, one of their, like, fifth choice strikers or whatever just, you know, gets free or jumps above Dawson. It's just that everyone's looking, scratching their heads, going, what, you know, what's happened here? And then, you know, they might even nick it at the end and it's all doom and gloom. And then Pochettino comes out and starts blaming the ref and we go, look, oh, God, you know, all that positivity drains away.
I know. I'm not going to make many predictions this year, but I guarantee you, and this is my prediction, we will not lose this game. We will not lose this game, and I'm quite confident that we'll win this game.
Yeah.
Hope so.
No, I am not the same as you, but you know, just because you never know. We've been saying that for years, I know, and sitting on the fence and all that business. But I'm going to predict a 1-1, but I'm going to predict one of these games where they have like five chances and we've had 22 chances, and then Hoddle goes in at QPR and we're up against blimmin' Hoddle and Redknapp as their coaches, who know Spurs inside and out. And, you know, we've got that game and we've got this soppy old Cyprus game. So apologies to those people going to Cyprus. I'm sure they'll have a great time. But, you know, no, the Europa Cup, actually, someone set me right. Obviously, it is very important this year because if you win it, you get in the Champions League. And if Arsenal finish fourth, I do believe that if we win that, and it knocks them out, doesn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So there you go. And they will definitely finish fourth. Arsenal, this is my prediction for the league. Arsenal fourth, I don't know where anybody else will finish, but there you go. Tell Arsenal fans that they hate it.
I hope not, but we shall see, we shall see.
Yeah. All right, mate, and predictions for the league then? I know last year I said Chelsea will win it by Christmas or something silly like that. This year, obviously, everyone going for Man City. Chelsea, who are you going to go for the league?
Yeah, I think Chelsea, Man City have to be up there.
Yeah.
And hate to say it, I think Arsenal will be up there as well because, you know, they've made some good signings. We can't, you know, we're always honest and realistic in this show.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll do it and I'll scud them this year. So I'll predict Arsenal to be either second or third.
No way. Spurs fourth. You heard it here first, Spurs fans. I'll definitely not say that. Arsenal will finish fourth, and that will be it for them. And they'll still celebrate like mad, I'm sure. I'm desperate for us to win a trophy this year. League Cup will be absolutely fine. I will be 100% happy with the League Cup. Great day out. You know, I wouldn't mind us winning the FA Cup as long as we play every single game at home. And we play Wigan and Hull in the semi-final and final. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing?
That would be great.
who did that last year, I wonder? That would be nice, but of course we won't. We'll have to end up beating Chelsea's and Man United's and Arsenal's along the way to win our cup. Because that's just the Spurs way. Anyway, mate, listen, is there anything else you want to say on this show?
No, I think that's us.
We're getting to a big time next week, won't we?
Get a show done after the West Ham game that following Thursday.
Yeah.
And I think that's the Europa League night, is it?
Yeah. So we might even do it the day before, only because at the moment, because obviously I'm away at the moment. So we might do it a little bit before that next week. But the usual spot will be a Thursday night, because then you've got a little bit more time to take everything in. Don't forget the Stacey appeal. Just go onto Facebook, go onto Twitter, or Google Saving Stacey. Really, really important. I am banging on about it, but there's a very important reason I'm banging on about it. I'm not going to go into it because I don't need to. Send a little tweet to Dan Jones. He'll explain. It's not something that we need to go into, Carl, is it? But, you know, I will say is if you listen to other podcasts and they say, send us £10 to keep the lights on, you know, that what's that supposed to mean? Don't do that. Don't give £10 to some, you know, celebrity podcast just to keep the lights on because they've got a fancy studio or whatever. Give £10 to this little girl because it's far, far, far more important. And that's all I'm going to say on that, Cole. all right, mate. All right? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. You know, come on, you Spurs. It's the start of a new season. We'll be up and ready for it. We'll go and beat West Ham and we'll all be singing Pochettino's Blue and White Army.
Yeah. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on.